Father, I want to thank you and bless your name. We magnify you because you are the good God. We worship your majesty. As we've come, O God, to the fifth day of our fasting and prayer, the number five means grace, we receive uncommon grace. We receive your supernatural touch. We receive the influence of your Holy Spirit. We ask, O God, that you do amazing things in our lives beyond our comprehension. In Jesus' precious name, and everybody say a big amen. Put those hands together for the Lord. Bless his holy name. Our God is good. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I don't know whether you are rejoicing and praising your God, but I believe that tonight God is here. I say God is here to meet you at a point of your need. Hallelujah. Slap three people and say God is here. Tell somebody Jehovah Shammah. God is here. Jehovah Shalom. God is my peace. Jehovah Rophi. I said move to three people. Don't sit down. Move to three people. Move to some people. Move to five more people. Slap them and tell them God is here. God is about to meet you at a point of your need. Something glorious, something beautiful. Something mighty is going to happen in your life. Hallelujah. Oh, my. I don't know about you, but I feel excited. Oh, he's got a whole world. In his hands, he's got a whole world. In his hands, he's got a whole world. In his hands, he's got a whole world.
He's got a whole world.
He's got a whole world. In his hands, he's got a whole world.
In his hands,
he's got a whole world.
In his hands, he's got a whole world.
Say, he's got you and me. He's got you and me. In his hands, he's got you and me.
In his hands,
he's got you and me.
He's got a
you and me in his. My breakthrough. He's got my breakthrough. In his hands, he's got my breakthrough.
In his hands,
he's got my breakthrough. In his hands,
he's got my breakthrough. In his
now my miracle. He's got my miracle.
In his hands,
he's got my miracle.
In his hands,
he's got my miracle.
In his hands, he's got my miracle in his hands.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let the devil feel your clapping, rejoicing, celebrating your victory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you take your seat tonight? I'm teaching on winning your spiritual battle. Tell somebody, winning my spiritual battle. Now, as you move up and now, you realize that some wind can blow against you. You don't see the wind, but you feel the effect of the wind. Can I have an amen? And sometimes when the wind blows, you feel some sand particles on you, even though you have taken your bath. You realize that now, after some time, your body feels something else. So what I'm trying to say is that there are things in the atmosphere that fight you. Can I have an amen? And so I want us to have an understanding that as we become Christians, we are engaged in spiritual battles. Someone say, I'm engaged in spiritual battle. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 that we war not against flesh and blood. That means that there is a war. There is a war. Amen? We are not warring against flesh and blood. That means that what we are wrestling against, you know, wrestling is a very dangerous thing. They can break your bones, break your neck, break whatever. And Bible says that we are wrestling not against flesh and blood. That means that what we are fighting against are unseen entities. So I'm fighting against unseen entities. Then he talks about principalities and powers against. So we are fighting against principalities. Somebody say principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. So we are fighting against four categories of enemies. Hallelujah. And if we are fighting this fight is not in the physical. That means that you need to be able to have spiritual accoutrement to fight. Someone says spiritual accoutrements, which I'll come to that. And because this fight we're engaged in has been orchestrated by the devil, who is an arch enemy of our God. But because we are also the children of God, our God decides to help us. So in Psalm 144 verse number 1, the Bible says, are you here with me? Are you writing something? I'm teaching something very important. You need to write. That's what they write. Hallelujah. I'm your pastor and I've got my notes here. Look at me. Amen. This year, by the grace of God, I'll be 46 years in the faith. Being in the house of God. Seven. I've been in the house of God. Seven all my life. So if I write notes, you must write notes. Can I have an amen? You are not a computer. Hallelujah. Now, let's read together. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Ooh, hallelujah. Who is your rock? Is it your business? Is it your marriage? Is it your children? Is it your husband? Who is your rock? The Lord. Say, the Lord is my rock. Now, the Lord, who is your rock? What does he do? Who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle? So it means that God has called us as people to war. So when you join, you become a Christian, you have joined God's military. It means that you are a spiritual soldier. And soldiers have been trained to fight anytime, anywhere, anyhow. That's why they are trained to eat anything. Go to the bushes, you have to. If there are lizards, you have to eat, you have to eat. Yeah. If you are snakes, you have to eat. I've eaten snakes before. As a soldier of Christ, gone to some place and the meat there was snakes. I've eaten crocodiles before. I've eaten monkeys in the villages before. Because that was the meat there. I have been trained to eat. So you are trained. Someone said trained. Oh, hallelujah. You must be trained. Tell somebody trained. We are trained to fight. So God wants you. I want you to have a certain mindset that you are not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities and blood. There are things you are fighting in your spiritual. And remember that everything that happens naturally starts in the realm of the spirit. So prosperity starts in the realm of the spirit. Healing starts in the realm of the spirit. Progress starts in the realm of the spirit. First, the spiritual, then it translates into the natural. So the spiritual, then the natural. So sister, if you're going to get married, you got to fight the battle in the spiritual before it happens in the natural. It doesn't take your beauty. It doesn't take your smartness. It takes a supernatural hand of God that will stop some things from your background, from your father's house and mother's house, and certain spiritual resistances. And you must be able to overcome them. If you don't overcome them, you cannot become. But the good news is the Bible says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Overcomes what? The world. And when it talks about overcomes the world, Bible says that the devil is the god of the world system. So it means that when you are in God, you are given the right to overcome. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Now, how does faith come? But Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing. So what I'm teaching you tonight is to create faith in you so that you will engage in spiritual battle and you will win and you possess your possessions. Oh, somebody shout a big amen. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, the Bible says the weapons that God has given to us are not carnal. They are not physical. His Bible says, for though, look, start from the verse number 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. Can I have an amen? Tell your friend, don't be fleshly in behavior. Amen. Say, so I'm going to do something to you. I'm going to do that. We don't fight the flesh. We don't fight in the flesh. You lose. You are fighting somebody you cannot see. If you cannot see the person, how do you, are you able to overcome the person? It means that you've got to, or you also have to get into the spiritual. So someone says spirit to spirit. So though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. And then he says, because the weapons of our warfare, the weapons that we're going to use to fight the enemy, they are not physical. They are not carnal, means they are not physical, but they are mighty in God for pulling down what? Strongholds. Hallelujah. It means that there are things that hold you strongly. Things that are not going to let you go. And often the strongholds start from the mind. And then verse 5 says that, verse 5, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You got to cast down whatever exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That means that there are thoughts. Listen to me. Certain things that come up in your mind, is the devil who sows that in your mind. If it's sometimes not to come to church, it's the devil. As I'm preaching, sometimes even so that what is he trying to do? What is that? It's the voice of the devil. You know, thoughts make people kill themselves. Thoughts make people kill others. And that, you know, the Bible says that the devil is a god of wealth. So he is the one who kills people. So if certain thoughts came to you and you slap somebody and you kill somebody, then it means that those thoughts are spiritual. Hello? Are you here with me? So the weapons are not carnal. So what are the weapons that God has given to us? What are the weapons that God has given to us to overcome the enemy? Number one is the blood. Someone say the blood. Revelation 12:10. It says that, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb. He said, Revelations chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. He said, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Verse 11. Everybody read it with me. And they overcame him, the devil. They overcame what? Him, the devil. Now watch it. Verse 10. I want you to just get this thing clear. Maybe. Do it in King James version for me, pure King James, so that they can get it better. Then he says, King James, no, not here. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is come salvation and strength. Come what? Number one, salvation. Number two, what? Strength. Number three, the kingdom of our God. And number four, the power of his Christ. Why? Because the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. It means that if the accuser is around, there's no strength. Every time somebody accuses you, it takes away your strength. If someone, the moment they come and say you are a thief, the moment they come and say you are a fornicator, the moment you say you are an armed robber, the moment you say you are a liar, the moment you are accused, it takes away strength. It takes away salvation. It takes away the power of Christ. And that's the reason why we don't have to allow accusation in the church. Are you here with me? If you listen to accusation, you see, when you go to a law court, it's not a very nice place. Because it's a place of accusation and counter-accusation. When you go to prison, it's not a nice place. Because the moment you see a prisoner, all you are seeing that is accusation. But it may not be true. Are you here with me? And so if we want salvation in the church, then there should not be accusation. Anybody that lifts a finger, and Bible says that when it comes to, when you read somewhere in Isaiah chapter 58, he says that power comes where there's no accusation. I think the verse number 8. Isaiah 58, verse 8. Where there's no pointing of the fingers.
You see, when your husband goes out the camp, you start pointing fingers. You are driving him out. You weaken him. You are destroying the relationship. The moment, listen to me, the day you start accusing me, you have spoiled our relationship. The very day you start thinking bad, you see, when I start thinking bad about you, our relationship is spoiled. Are you here with me? The very moment that you start thinking bad, thinking evil about somebody, that the beginning of destruction of a relationship is thinking bad. When you start thinking bad about Ghana, you start thinking about leaving Ghana. That's the reason people conjugate their names. But the moment you start saying that, hey, even though we don't have skyscrapers here, even though our roads may not be tiled, but there is God here. God is more here and felt here than in Europe and in America. Try to go there. Many of you, when you, the moment you go there, you backslide. The moment you go there, you join LGBTQ. The moment you join there, you go there, you have become a lesbian. The moment you join there, you will see that you have a boy who has a boyfriend and a girl who has a girlfriend. But when you are in this environment, there's a certain power, there's a spirit that will stop you from engaging in the life, that lifestyle, because of the Holy Spirit. Am I teaching something here? Oh, hallelujah. Tonight we are breaking some spirits. We are fighting some powers. We are overcoming hosts of darkness. Can I have an amen? Go to the churches there. They are empty. There's no God there. The churches have turned into mosques. The churches have turned into libraries. The churches have turned into pubs and museums. Oh, hallelujah. Look at that scripture, Isaiah chapter 58. The purpose of fasting. I'm going to come back to this one. Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 8. Verse 7 and 8, quickly. Isaiah chapter 58. Go to the 7 and let me see what it says. Go to the 7. Mm-hmm. Okay, he said, is this not a fast that I've chosen? To lose the bounds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. So when fasting takes place, these are the things. So these are things that are breaking right now. The bounds of wickedness are breaking. People that are burdened, your burdens are being lifted off. The oppression is going away. And because when you fast, there's an increase of the anointing, by the anointing, every yoke is breaking. May whatever does entangle you, may its power break today in Jesus' name. Verse number seven, quickly. Is it not to deal during a fast? Is it not to deal your bread to the hungry? That means I give the hungry. That you bring the poor that are cast out to your house. And when you see the naked, that you cover him, and that you do not hide yourself from their own flesh. And then verse 8, quickly. Then when you do this, your light shall break forth as the morning. As you are fasting, may your light break forth like the morning. Your health spring forth speedily. Your righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be your reward. And verse 9, let's look at it if it's there in the verse number 9. Then you shall call. You see, when you fast, and you are taking care of the poor and all those things, then you shall call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. If thou take away the mist, if you take away from the mist of thee the yoke, and the putting forth of the finger. The putting forth of the finger is talking about what? Accusations. Look at it in the New Living Translation or the NIV. Quickly. I want to show you something. He says, then when you call, the Lord will what? Answer. Yes, I'm here. He will quickly reply. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Have you seen that? So God will only answer us And the power of God will only be in your house and be in an environment where we stop what? Pointing finger. And the funny thing about the pointing of the finger is that the moment you do like that, everybody like, do like this. Do like this. Point to somebody. Now, as you are pointing, you're all pointing. How many fingers are pointing to me? How many fingers are pointing to me? No, one. Like this. One is pointing to me. One is pointing upwards. So you are accusing me. One is accusing God. Then how many are accusing you? How many are pointing to you? Three are pointing. You're accusing yourself. Hello? So assume all of you are accusing yourself. The number of accusations that come upon you is more. Now is come salvation. Listen to me. If you want peace, you want the blessings of God, the hand of God on your life and in your family, do not entertain accusations. Are you getting me? Tonight I'm preaching a very spiritual message. Do not what? Entertain accusations. Because when there was accusation in heaven, there was no peace. Go back to that scripture. Revelation 12. I'm talking about how we are able to overcome the enemy. Is that not it? Quickly. Verse 10. We are in verse 10. I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now salvation, 2, strength, 3, the kingdom of our God, and 4, the power of his Christ have come. Why? The word for them is because the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. So the moment the accuser was taken away, there was salvation. May there be salvation in your life. Salvation in your home. You see, in a home where there's a lot of accusation, you see, there's no peace. There's no salvation there. There's no salvation. And there's no strength. No strength in the home. And there's no power of his Christ. Because you see, the Holy Spirit, you go to a home where there's accusation, there's fighting. As you're entering, you hear fighting. What would you? You go away. Hey! You run away. When I'm going to embry when this one, I went to preach in a church in Germany. After I finished preaching, I think there were some factions or something. Then the people started fighting. And they were using a rented premises. The white people building, church building. And some old white old ladies were up there. And this is when they hear pink, they will call the police. And me too, the language I don't understand. They call police. So I just wanted to peace. I tried to separate them. Oh, the way they beat me up. They beat me. They scratch me, they beat me. From that, I told myself, I will not step in there. A place where they are fighting, I won't step there again. So I can imagine the Holy Spirit. I hope you are getting me. Good. So, now it's come salvation, strength, and power. Then he says that, and they overcame him. This is where the thing is. They overcame him. How did they overcome the devil? Who is the accuser of the brethren? The devil. And he uses agents. Are you hearing with me? If you want to fly KLM, before you get on the KLM flight, they have got agents. So you don't go to the plane and then you say, I'm buying my ticket. They've got their agents who they use to get people onto KLM. So the devil also has got agents to get people onto him. And they overcame him, the devil. How did they overcome him? By the blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross of Calvary. And number 2, by the word of their testimony. It means that you've got to declare what the blood of Jesus has done. That's why we say we plead the blood. So every time that something, you are there to overcome the enemy, you've got to plead the blood. And let me tell you, one way to overcome, especially witchcraft spirit, is the release of the blood. When Egypt was in, Israel was in Egypt, and they were faced with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh would not let them go. The last card that the Lord pulled was that kill an animal, shed the blood. And when I see the blood, I'll pass away. It was the blood which was symbolic of the blood of Jesus that set them free. So when you even have bad dreams, take Holy Communion. When you are faced with certain spiritual battles and go, take the Holy Communion. When you take the Holy Communion, what you are doing is that you are taking the embodiment of Christ one more time. Don't get up and take it, hey, and I dreamt about this. No. Finish your thing before you even tell somebody to join you to pray, so that it doesn't become established, because whatever you talk about becomes established. That's why sometimes even there are some people, you go to some places and they will prophesy some evil thing against you. Anybody that prophesies any evil thing against you that is meant to destroy your life, refuse it. Overcome it. That's why he said, and they, he didn't say, and the Lord overcame. And they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. God, open your mouth. You must use your tongue. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. So you must rise up and say, hey, this dream, you will not come to pass in my life. Wherever you came from, I refuse you. You shall not be established. And according to Matthew 15:13, whatever the Lord has not planted must be uprooted. So whatever it is, I uproot you, I refuse you access, I refuse you entry in the name of Jesus. Is somebody here with me? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So one of the weapons the Lord gives to us is the blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. For its risen to the highest mountain, and it flows down to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will that you hold on. So one of the weapons God has given to you is the blood. Say, I release the blood. The fathers of old knew how to plead the blood. When we say I plead the blood, means that by reason of the blood, because of what Christ shed his blood for, I should not be under this bondage. Because what Christ shed his blood for, I must marry and have my children. Because of what Christ died for, I should not walk in poverty. I'm not going to walk in poverty. Whatever killed my father and my mother minus me, because I have come under the covenant of Christ, and that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. You know, sometimes when something happens to somebody, say, hey, will it happen to me also? It will not happen to you. You must stand and say, no way. Someone say, no way. Say, no. Hallelujah. You must resist it. Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. The guy wants to throw something at you. Oh, John 10:10. He said, he comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that I'll give you life and have give you abundant life. Receive abundant life. So the second weapon is the word of God. Hebrews 4:12. He said, the word of God is quick. That means it's alive. Say, it's alive. Amen. Hallelujah. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive.
Forever. He's alive.
Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive.
Jesus is alive. Forever. He's alive. Amen.
The word is Jesus. In the beginning was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. It means that the word has the power, he has the propensity, he has the ability to do all things. Somebody said the word. And so the word is able to give you victory. So every time that you are receiving the word, you are receiving the Lord. So as I'm preaching right now, I am giving you more of God. I'm releasing God's presence to you. I'm releasing God's power to you. And that's why the Bible says, and they overcame. The Bible says that regarding the word of God, is that right? That they overcame also by the word. Someone say the word. Yeah, the word. Hebrews 4:12. You should be able to know this. Hebrews 4:12. What does it say? For the word of God is living, or is alive. It's not dead. Nyamia samuno yenkwa. Eji hewale. Is that what it is? Am I correct? Hewale yemi. Eh? No. It's not. It's life. Wala ye sane nyumbo. Sane eji wala. Ewo ko nu nyumbo sane o receive wala. O receive wala. Oh hey wala. So right now I'm releasing wala. Come on, clap. Give somebody a hand of praise. Oh, hallelujah. It's a wala session. Someone say wala. Yeah, it's a wala. It's a wala. It's a lifetime. I'm telling you. Wala. So the moment you are receiving, that's why anytime the word of God is coming, you must be alert. Because when you miss the word, you are missing your life. Your life for business, your life for joy, your life for good health, your life for progress. But every time you receive it, you are receiving life in every department of your life. That's why you don't have to be distracted. You have to be excited. And that's why your Bible must be your friend. Yes. And that's why you must always be listening to preaching. There's a difference between those who listen to preachers preaching and those who don't. Oh yes, because faith comes by hearing. When you read the Bible, it's good. It gives you knowledge, you get information. But as you are hearing, as I'm preaching right now, faith is being built up. Amen. And it is your faith that makes you overcome. So the word of God is quick and powerful. It's number one, it's quick, it's alive. Number two is what? Powerful. So what am I releasing to you? What am I releasing to you? So as if you want power, where do you get the power from? Where do you get the power from? So if there are some trees and some things and some people have put some statues there and they say there's power in it, yes, they may get a certain demonic power from it, but for us, when we release the word of God, we are releasing the power of the Most High. The power of the Most High God. Amen. So when somebody says, "Who they can?" I say, "Who can?" No, that shanty you say, "Teh." Then you must change your gear and then release. Call on your God. When Goliath met David, the first thing Goliath, every Goliath will speak against you first. He will accuse you, want to belittle you. Goliath said, "Ha! You! What are you coming against me with? This thing that you are doing, what is this?" Then he cursed David by his gods. You don't know who is cursing you. Eh? I told you we are not fighting flesh and blood. Then he also came and said, "Hey, you cursed me by your gods, which are nothing. Now I come against you in the name of Yahweh, the Lord of hosts, the God of all the battles." And to overcome the enemy, you must take him by surprise. You don't let him attack first. That is why we must always be engaged in prayer. So before Goliath could say Jack Toronto, he was on the ground. Because the guy has thrown his stone and he took Goliath's own sword to cut off his head. The enemy that is threatening you, whatever the accoutrement is they are using against you, God will use that same thing to finish them up. In the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the people that wanted to throw them into the fire, the same fire they wanted to use to burn them, the fire burnt them. May whoever has dug a pit for you fall into the pit. Whoever wants to drink your blood, may they drink their own blood. And those who want to eat flesh, may they eat of their own flesh. May they never survive against you. May they never prevail in the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout, I receive it. Oh, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word two-edged sword, in those days, he didn't say sharper than just a sword, two-edged sword. There were different types of swords. We had what we call the room fire. The room fire was a long sword, you know, which was about 8 to 10 feet long and had only one sharp end. And when you swing it, it's so heavy that when you swing it and the, you know, it doesn't hit the enemy, it goes down, you yourself, you go down. Then we have what we call the akinex. The akinex has only one edge, which was sharp. But if you miss it this way, the enemy can finish you up. Then they also had a zifo. The zifo also had only, it's a smaller sword with one sharp end. But the fourth one is what we call the mashara. Someone say the mashara. And the word that was used for the two-edged sword is the mashara. That means that a sword which has the two sides all sharp and the end is pointed. So you are able to slash the enemy in the three dimensions. In the S plane, in the Y plane, and the Z plane. Is somebody here with me? Hallelujah. So when he says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Sharper word. Number one. It's alive. Say my the word of God is alive. As I'm receiving life. That's the reason why you can be there and things might be happening to you. But when the word of God is preached to you, you find out that you feel lively. Number two, you feel some power has edged into you. And number three is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and what? Spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's the reason when the word of God is being preached, it can affect you in some area. He said, hey, they are preaching about me. Somebody has said something about you. It's the Holy Spirit who knows what is in your life and what you are going through. Maybe he wants to encourage you. Maybe also he wants to rebuke you. That means that to confront you with your error. And maybe he also wants to correct you. And sometimes too, he wants to also be able to give you principles. So when anytime the word of God is coming to you, know that four things that you must receive from the word of God. You must receive principles. Someone say principles. Number two, you must be ready to hear rebuke. That means that to be confronted about an error in your life. And number three, a correction that you must undertake. And number four, you must know certain kinds of things that you must, instruction in righteousness, that I need to do this and I need to do that. Can I have an amen? Which some people call akwanchire. So your real akwanchire. So the akwanchia is that pay your tithes. Akwanchia says honor your father and mother. He didn't say honor your good fathers and mothers. Honor your father and mother. If you want to upset with them, don't insult them. Don't fight them. Are you here with me? Anybody who fight your father, you are dead. Bible says ravens will pluck your eyes. You fight your mother, you are dead. Fathers are not to be fought against. Mothers are not to be fought against. No matter what. No matter how upset you are, and never be on the side of anybody fighting a father, you are joining them into destruction. Are you here with me? Yes, the Lord taught me this very early in my life. Very early. Went to visit this Christian sister. Oh, when you visit them, the glass that they give you water, when you drink the glass water, you know you are satisfied. Hey, nice family. Come from a posh family, whatever. One day I went to the house and the girl was dealing with the father and the mother and the uncle. From that day I said, I'm not stepping in this house again. That was the last day. I said, I don't want to become privy. I don't want to be part of something that will, the end result will never be good. If you are friends with anybody who is rebellious against fathers and mothers and authority figures, you are in big trouble. And you should never listen to their reasonings and the way they are playing a victim role and say, the way they have treated me, the way I'm feeling. Don't stop that. Bible says that rebuke not an elder, entreat him as a father. We don't wash faces upwards. We don't correct adults. Adults correct us. Correction must be from up down, not the other way around. All God's word says for you to be blessed, honor your father and mother, that it may be well with you and that your days will be long. The moment you break the word will break you. No matter which prophet, which apostle, which whatever pours oil on you, the prophet is not greater than God, the apostle is not greater than God, the bishop is not greater than God. Don't break that. That is why it is our responsibility to teach you the unfailing word of God, practice the word of God, and let God's blessings come upon you. The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. So the second weapon is what? The word. Amen. And the third is the anointing. Someone say, the anointing. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. The anointing. Write it. Write it. Write. Don't just sit down. When you come to church, write. Tell somebody, write. It shall come to pass. Everybody read it that for me. It shall come to pass in that day that his burden, whose burden? The devil's burden, the enemy's burden, will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. So you see, that he said that his burden will be taken from your shoulder. Do you feel a burden? Do you feel a burden? And then the yoke is what is used in holding your neck, to cover you and to manipulate you. But when the anointing comes upon you, your neck becomes thicker. And when the circumference of your neck becomes thicker than the circumference of the yoke, it means that the yoke will break. And it's anointing that thickens your neck. Are you here with me? And what is that brings the anointing? Being in the presence of God, being in prayer, and walking in the word of God. And as you are doing that, and as you are having fasting and prayer and all those things, your anointing is being taken. And as your anointing is being taken, any yoke that they put on you, your family yoke they put on you, your area yoke they put on you, the poverty yoke they put on you, the lack of marriage yoke they put on you, whatever the yoke that they put on you, your neck becomes thicker, and by the anointing, the yoke is broken. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Oh, tell somebody I'm being blessed. Amen. Then the other thing that the Lord uses are the elements. Someone say the elements. He uses lightnings. The lightnings, the thunderings, the stars, the moon, the sun. I'll teach on that some other time. But look at Psalm 144, verse 5 to 8. Are you learning something here? We are in fasting and prayer, but you see, the reason I'm teaching the word of God is that when you fast without prayer, it's like walking in the desert. You can be lost. And spirits can be talking to you, and it's not the spirit of God. You can be lost. That is why some people can fast into spirit. In fact, as for fasting, even idol worshippers fast. Are you here with me? Anytime you want to generate a certain kind of power, when you fast, because as you fast, your flesh goes down and your spirituality comes up. So you get into the realm of the spirit. But which kind of spirit? It's the word of God that directs you to the Holy Spirit and vice versa. So without the Holy Spirit, you will be lost. Hallelujah. Oh, Psalm 144. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall what? Smoke. It means that one of the weapons God uses is what? Smoke. Don't we use smoke to drive away bees and flies? May the Lord release his smoke against any demonic fly set against your life. verse 6, flash forth lightning and scatter them, shoot out arrows and destroy them. So God has arrows he shoots and lightnings. Hey, someone say hey. Verse 7, stretch out your hand from above. He said, rescue me and deliver me out of the great waters, from the hand of foreigners. May the Lord deliver you from strange people. Anything strange in your life. You see, there are people who come to your life, but they are strangers. A stranger is somebody you don't really know. There are people, unfortunately, who marry strangers. They just see them, say, oh, beautiful guy. Beautiful lady. Handsome guy. Hey, you don't know. You don't know what a person has. That's why you have to subject every kind of marriage to spirituality, to counsel. Can I have an amen? When I wanted to marry, I just took the lady I wanted. I said, you are my spiritual father. What do you think? Then after that, you took my mother. My spiritual father has to agree. My father has to agree. Can I have an amen? And sometimes you may think that, oh, that's my feeling. I want to marry. It's your feeling. It's not about the feeling. It's not about a feeling. That's why after you've gone for some time, you realize that you want to run away. And you say, Lord, kill him quick. Kill him, Lord. No, you kill. Christians are not supposed to divorce, so kill him. And kill him. Now your prayer is telling you to kill him. You will not kill. You will have to change. In my language, also, where I can fall back, huh? Oh, I'm teaching. Amen? Verse 7. Quickly, let's finish it up. Verse 7. Verse 7. Quickly. I have a lot to teach, so... You know, verse 8, jump to verse 8. These people, their mouth speaks what? Lying words, and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood. So all I'm trying to say is that we are fighting forces. Eh? We are going to pray, but I want you to become aggressive. To know that there is somebody who wants to kill you. There is somebody who wants to destroy your future. Somebody doesn't want you to buy your nice car. There's a nice car. Some of you must be driving better cars than you are driving. You should be living in better homes. Your marriage should be better. Amen. But things are not so because there are environmental forces, supernatural forces that are fighting you. And that's a reason why you must also connect into the word of God. Can I have an amen? But the Bible says in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So it is the truth that you know, not the truth you have read. And the word know means to have an encounter with. So you must have an encounter with the truth. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. That's when you have an encounter with the truth. So it is the truth you know that sets you free. It's not the truth you have read. And I want you to know the devil wants to finish you up. In Acts chapter 23, verse 12 to 21, there were people who fasted. Eh? Acts chapter 23, verse 12 to 21. There were certain people who didn't like Paul. And they were so upset with Paul that they decided to fast till they have killed Paul. Yeah. So it means that there are people who want to finish you up. They don't want your business to succeed. They don't want you in that office, but they may be smiling with you. And when you leave the office, they say, Gamali 20. As a person come, hey, as he sits on the chair, may they paralyze. May they have an accident. And it happens to others, but not for you. It will not happen because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. As you get there, that's why by the time you are getting to the office, don't wait. You know, some of you won't pray and you just get up. Then you go and sit at your office. In the night, you know who came around? Who came to the office before you came? Who came to your shop area before you came? Do you know the things that are sprinkled over there? So you must also receive spiritual sprinkling. You wake up and say, Shaduno Bokotaya. Any arrow released against me, back to sender. Shame, back to sender. Death, back to sender. Confusion, back to sender. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rise up in judgment, it shall be condemned. I decree and declare that may their confusion never be forgotten. May they be so confused that their confusion shall never be forgotten. In Jesus' name. Oh, I know that somebody will say, you are a pastor, you are praying this kind of prayer. David was an embodiment of Christ. See the prayers he was praying. Hello? Yeah. Jesus at the time was whipping some people. And God was releasing things. So you have to rise up. Other than that, they will kill you before you find out that you are dead. Amen. But as they were doing that, because Paul was a man of prayer, his nephew overheard the conversation and went and told a certain military man. Because they said they should pass a certain place. And as they pass that place, we'll kill him. So the devil wants you to pass a certain place. But by the direction of the Holy Spirit, you will not pass there. They'll invite you to come and eat some food. Come and drink some bread. Come to some party. Listen to me. Anything you sense in your spirit uncomfortable, don't attend to it. Any gift that anybody gives to you, it's not by force to use their gifts. Are you here with me? I was around. Somebody brought a cloth to my wife. The moment the cloth came to the house, I said, no. This cloth must leave the house. He said, why? I said, it must leave the house. And you see, you must have a husband you respect. And you believe that he's a priest, a prophet, and a king in the house. Every husband, if you know you are going to marry a man, and the man cannot be a priest in your life, to pray to God on behalf of the family, a prophet to hear from God on behalf of the family, and as a king for God to rule the family through you, don't marry the person. Because he has to be your head and speak to you. And so I spoke and said, this thing must leave the house. Then she took it, she obeyed, and she took it. When she took it and gave it to the people went and gave it to somebody in a particular, the house they took the thing to, the person they gave it to the person, he died. Spiritual exchange. She's sitting here. Spiritual exchange. Somebody's wedding gift that night, you saw nice negligee, transparent something. Something to wear, wedding night, to seduce your husband. Let the husband know, chale, my vital statistics, no, it's in order, oh, it's in shape, oh. The moment she wore the thing, she started talking. Madness. Can you imagine you marry a woman the night? Then she started, maybe the guy probably thought that the lady was feigning to be mad because there's going to be a contest. She started misbehaving, talking by heart. For a long time, the guy prayed. As he was praying, the more he was praying, the madness was increasing. Then something said, remove the dress. The moment you remove the dress, that's it. It was free. Point of contact. One prayer you need to pray is that, God, make me a discerning man and a discerning woman. Discerning of spirits. Someone say, discerning of spirits. Yes. Am I teaching you something here? It's not every job we take. It's not every business we go for. It's not every home we enter. It's not every telephone call we receive. It's not every conversation we engage in. It's not everybody who wants to be your friend that must be your friend. Oh, no. There's some people that say, no. You are a pastor, but you cannot be my friend. Because our spirits are different. Attitudes are different. Amen. Check the spirit. It's not only the fact that the person is preaching. After preaching, even the devil preaches. By their fruit, you shall know them. Check them out. It's not every person you submit your head to. Some of you submit your head to some people and your head doesn't become correct again. Because when a person lays his hands, he's living his life on you. When you learn the laws of reflexology, all your body organs have nerve endings in your hands and your feet. So the moment you lay hand on somebody, what is in you is what you are transmitting. That's why Paul said, don't lay hands on nobody. And you too, suddenly do not let people lay hands on you. If you don't know the person, the spirit of the person, excuse me, you pray your prayer from afar, but not my head. You went to a meeting. After the meeting, then a German home has come to you. You know a German home? Yes. Because the guy that you operated there is full of demons, sleeping with girls, sleeping with people's wives, but he's still preaching the word of God. But you see, what you don't know is that the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. The talent of a footballer is still a talent of a footballer. And for the charisma, it may not change, but the character is the issue. It's not my main preaching now. Are you here with me? So you must be careful. Just must be careful. And as your father, I have a right to tell you, you know, when you have children, you tell them, don't do this. Go here, go here. And you have to instruct them, because many people's lives are being destroyed. Sunday, don't miss Sunday service. I'm going to be talking about something that will deliver your soul, that will help you. I want you to bring your friends, bring your name. Hey! Sunday morning is going to be something else. Can I have an amen? Are you being blessed? We are going to pray soon. Can I have an amen? Huh. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:15. Listen to me. Despite whatever the enemy will do, God is defending you. That's why God is defending me. There's a song. God is pushing. God is fighting.
Outside. We have overcome, yeah. We have overcome. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here. I will live, I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free. I will listen, I will live, I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name.
Carrying our burdens, say,
carrying our burdens, covering our shame. He has overcome, yes. We will not be shaken. We will not be moved. Jesus, you are here.
Say, I will live,
I will not die. The resurrection power of Christ alive in me, and I am free in Jesus' name.
And we'll begin to pray. That scripture, Isaiah 54 verse 15. Ayabahakotobaya. Isaiah 54, 15 and 17. Let's read together. Indeed, everybody read it with me. Indeed, they shall surely assemble, but not because of me. Whoever assembles against you shall fall. I see the enemy falling for your sake. You didn't hear me. The enemy is falling for your sake. And there's the 17 says, no weapon. So it says, no weapon. Shabahadabaya. Read it with me. 1, 2. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. How do you condemn it? By rising up and speaking back like David spoke against Goliath. When Goliath spoke, David didn't keep quiet. When the devil speaks, you don't keep quiet. You don't become timid. You must become a lion. Every Christian, you must be tender and tough. You must know when to be tender and tough. Tender to other believers, but tough to the enemy. Do not tolerate anything demonic around your life. You must have a lamb spirit. Jesus was known as the Lamb of God, but he's a lion of the tribe of Judah. So you must have a lamb spirit, and you must exhibit lion. Stand to your feet, somebody. We're going to pray. Are you ready to pray? Lift your hand and say, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on me. Fill me with your glory. With your might, with your power,
with your presence,
right now, as I pray,
fall
afresh upon me, empower me to pray in the supernatural. Open your mouth and talk to God right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone say we are in warfare. Psalm 64, verse 1 to 3, NIV. And then Psalm 56, verse 9. Psalm 64, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 56, verse 9. He says, read it with me. Hear me, O God, as I voice my complaint. Protect my life from the threat of the enemy. Any threat of the enemy, may the Lord protect you from that.
Amen.
Hey, whatever threatens your life, threatens your business,
Jesus.
Threatens your marriage,
Jesus.
Threatens your enterprise,
Jesus.
Whatever wants to take over you,
Jesus.
May the Lord cause you to overcome it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He says, hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked, the plot of the wicked. People have banded themselves together. That was what they tried to do to Paul, to try to kill Paul. But God gave the revelation. May God reveal whoever is plotting anything against you.
Amen.
May they be exposed.
Amen.
Expelled.
Amen.
And exterminated.
Amen.
He said, hide me from the conspiracy of the wicked and from that noisy crowd of evildoers. Sometimes you are there, there's a noisy crowd. Everybody's speaking something bad about you, trying to accuse you, trying to do it. It's a noisy crowd. Today we are going to silence noisy crowd.
Amen.
By the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse number 3. At the house Ayaba, they sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their words like deadly arrows. Any deadly arrows and swords aimed at you, may they pierce themselves.
Amen.
Slit their own throats.
Amen.
Destroy themselves.
Amen.
Psalm 56, verse 9. Ayaba Kotosh. He says, verse 4 says, verse 4, before we get to that one. They shoot from ambush at the innocent man. They shoot at him suddenly without fear. Now, there's Psalm 56, verse 9, quickly. Now, as they are planning to shoot evil against you, then, he said, then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. By this, I'll know that God is for me. May all your enemies be turned back.
Amen.
Whichever enemy, whatever it is,
Jesus.
Shame that is following you,
Jesus.
Poverty that is following you,
Jesus.
Sickness that is following you,
Jesus.
Evil words that are following you,
Jesus.
Whatever the enemy is using against you, yes. May it turn back.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Lift hand and say, Lord.
Lord.
Deliver me and my family from the threat of the enemy.
Hide me
from their secret plots. May my enemies
be turned back.
Say every arrow
back to sender.
Every evil word.
May it choke them.
In the name of Jesus. Every misfortune.
Poverty.
Shame.
And confusion.
Assigned against me.
May they turn back. Into the camp of my enemies.
As I cry to you.
You are my protection.
Deliver me.
From my enemies.
In my community.
Enemies.
In my church.
Enemies.
In my family.
Enemies.
In my city.
Enemies.
In my nation.
Say today.
Let all enemies
run away.
From my life.
Run away.
From my family.
Run away.
From my relationship.
Run away.
From my church.
From my church.
Run away.
From my business.
Say
any enemy
that has been planted
in my life,
in my business.
Today,
I come against
you.
I uproot you.
I overthrow you.
I destroy
your effects
in my life.
In the name of Jesus.
And I declare
over my enemy.
May the moon
be against them.
In the night.
When the darkness
comes,
may the darkness
be
against my enemy.
In the daytime.
When the sun shines,
may the sun
be against them.
When the wind blows
and they take in air,
may the air
be against them.
In the name of Jesus,
may the elements
fight them
and destroy
their activities.
In the name
of Jesus,
say tonight,
I silence
every noisy
voices
set against me.
Any noisy voice
set against
my home,
my business,
my marriage,
my children,
my future.
As I clap
my hands,
I say,
be silent.
Every arrow
back to sender.
Every shame
back to sender.
Every evil
assigned against me
back to sender.
As I clap
my hands,
I overcome their word.
Open your mouth and talk to God.
Stand at the place you can pray.
Stand at the place you can pray by yourself.
It's warfare time.
Leba hakataya,
raba kotoya,
adoma dobotoya,
adeya
hataya,
abai kataya,
abai kataya.
Ulobolo lava shende lava lava dole ya la baba.
Oye le lava lava shende la baba.
Okondele baba dole bara baba.
Come to God.
Come to God.
Whatever is fight for children.
Whatever wants to fight for children.
Whatever wants to fight for family.
Whatever wants to fight for home.
It's victory night.
It's victory night.
Move around.
It's victory night.
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 In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth.
Talk to God, talk to God, talk to God, talk to God.
Ina bara bara baba bara baba bara baba.
Ema baba kana bara baba baba.
Add the scriptures, add the scriptures.
Psalm 64.
Add the scriptures, Psalm 64.
Verse 1 to 3.
NIV.
Psalm 56, verse 9.
Open your mouth.
He came in the middle.
Hey! Open your mouth. Pray. Fight in the spirit. Release the arrows of God. Release the tendrils of God into the camp of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, whatever is set against you, in the higher, a liar.
Lift up your voice and tell the Lord every arrow upon the that I be sent to end your life. I accord every voice be silent upon the lift up your voice and silence every voice upon the
in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shabbalaba.
Now listen, we want to come against spirits that scatter things in your life.
Jesus.
There are times that you are gathering money, then something comes, then it scatters. You are gathering customers, and some evil mouths come to scatter them. You see, the coffee that came was a scatterer. He came to scatter. The coming is a very demonic thing. There are spirits that scatter marriages and relationships. When I was at a uni, a girl came to me and told me, he said, somebody asked her to come and see me. In the night, we had a special prayer with my team. And she started manifesting. Then after, she told me that she can look at a couple and something will be emitted from her eyes. And it will destroy the relationship. And she either entered the relationship or she just scattered them. She told me herself. And it was a spirit that she got when she was a child. Yeah. She was taken to some caves and some spirits were introduced into her. A spirit that scatters. Today, tonight, whatever that scatters,
Jesus,
we are coming against the scatterer.
Amen.
Are you here with me? Nahum chapter 2, verse 1. Nahum. Some say Nahum.
Nahum.
He who scatters has come be up before your face. Man the fort. Tell somebody, man the fort.
Mount the fort.
Now the fort was a place where they are in a protection. That means that make sure that you have fortified yourself, your protection. Watch the road. Watch the road. That means that what? Watch the road. When you say watch the road, means that what? Be what? Be alert. Strengthen your flanks. In football, when they are playing, you can easily be scored if your flanks are weak. So you've got to strengthen your flanks. That's why the number 3 must be very strong. And number 2 must be also very strong at the end. Is that right? Fortify your power what? Mightily. Fortify your what? Power mightily. Aye. Hallelujah. In the book of Judges, the Bible says that anytime that the people of Israel gathered, the Midianites and Amalekites, put the scripture there, they will come and scatter them. To the point where they became impoverished. Sometimes you may start. A woman told me, every time that she gets pregnant, by the 4th month, somebody comes to sit on her tummy and the pregnancy spoils. For over 10 years, it's a spirit. But when we are confronted a spirit,
Jesus.
That's it. Right after confrontation, she became pregnant through 9 months and delivered. That shall be your portion.
Amen.
Whoever has been scattered, we are coming against the scatterer tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your enemy is coming to crush you. Live Living Translation. Watch it. So as you are praying, don't joke. Tell your friend, don't joke. Say, I didn't come here to joke. Oh. Your enemy is what? Coming to crush you. Man the rampants. Now the rampant is where we stand to look. When you go to big construction houses or you go to prison, they stand there. So from there, they are able to see from afar. Watch the roads. Prepare your defenses. That is why we are fasting and praying. So anybody who is not joining the fast and prayer, you are not preparing your defenses. At least, if for any reason, say you couldn't even fast fully, at least the prayer you must join. Tell your friend, at least you must join. Ask 5 people, have you been joining? Have you been joining? Have you been joining? Then he says, call out what? Your forces. Call out what? Your forces. Call out what? When Russia decided to fight in Ukraine called out their forces. And they have stood and they have fought them. So an enemy thinks he's stronger than you and wants to take your territory. The Ukrainians say, you are not coming to take our land. So you must stand and say, you are not taking my husband.
Amen.
You are not taking my wife.
Amen.
You are not taking my anointing.
Amen.
You are not taking my beloved.
Amen.
You are not taking my children.
Amen.
You are not taking my business.
Amen.
No. So say, no. Israel was greatly in Judges 6:6. Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Wow. Tonight, the enemy is trying to impoverish you.
Jesus.
But as you are crying to the Lord will hear you.
Amen.
Is somebody here with me? Are you enjoying the scriptures?
Yes.
Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10 and 11. We just join these two and we begin to pray. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 10 and 11. 10 and 11, Jeremiah 20. 10. I heard many mocking, fear on every side. Report, they say, and will report it. All my acquaintances watch for my stumbling. Your acquaintances, people around you, they are watching that you stumble, but you not stumble.
Amen.
You see, to stumble means there's something that your way, you don't know. Chap. The moment you stumble, the next thing is you are going to fall. Say if perhaps he can be induced, then will prevail against him and will take revenge on him. No enemy is taking revenge on you.
Amen.
Verse 11, everybody read with me. But the Lord is with me as a mighty awesome one.
Yes.
Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail.
Amen.
And all your persecutors,
Jesus,
all those who want you to stumble,
Jesus,
they be the ones to go down.
Amen.
Anybody plotting evil,
Jesus,
that Satan is using against you,
Jesus,
that pit their dick for you,
Jesus,
they fall into it. We marry them and we throw sand on them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Read them, second portion. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper.
Amen.
Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten.
Jesus.
Everlasting confusion. Somebody shout, everlasting confusion.
Everlasting confusion.
Shout it again.
Everlasting confusion.
Say it with life.
Everlasting confusion.
Are you here with me? Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout again. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
According to Nahum chapter 2.
According to Nahum chapter 2.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
The one who scatters.
The one who scatters.
Has come before my face.
Has come before my face.
That evil one.
That evil one.
That destroys life.
That destroys life.
Relationships.
Relationships.
Marriages.
Marriages.
Childbirth.
Childbirth.
Businesses.
Businesses.
Churches.
Churches.
Institutions.
Institutions.
That evil one.
That evil one.
Has come before me.
Has come before me.
But tonight.
But tonight.
As I pray.
As I pray.
I am fortifying.
I fortify.
My power.
My power.
Mightily.
Mightily.
Against them.
Against them.
And I declare.
And I declare.
According to Jeremiah.
According to Jeremiah.
Chapter 20.
Chapter 20.
Verse 10.
Verse 10.
That my persecutors.
May my persecutors.
They want me to stumble.
They want me to stumble.
And to fall.
And to fall.
But verse 11 says.
Verse 11 says.
That you the Lord.
That you the Lord.
You are with me.
You are with me.
As a mighty awesome one.
As a mighty awesome one.
Therefore my persecutors.
Therefore my persecutors.
Will stumble.
Will stumble.
Lift your hand and say tonight.
Tonight.
Your finger. Say tonight.
Tonight.
As I point my finger.
As I point my finger.
I declare.
I declare.
Any persecutor.
Any persecutor.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Wishing me evil.
Wishing me evil.
Wanting to destroy.
Wanting to destroy.
Whatever I'm building in life.
Whatever I'm building in
building
life.
My home.
Building my home.
Building my marriage.
Building my marriage.
Building my family.
Building my family.
Building my church.
Building my church.
Building my calling.
Building my calling.
That is persecuting me.
That is persecuting me.
And wants me to stumble.
May
they stumble.
Stumble.
May they never prevail against me. So tonight,
from tonight,
I praise the neck
of
my enemies.
May
they be ashamed. May they never prosper. Whatever made them to prosper some time ago. May it be taken away from them. Let your strength be taken away from them. Let your resources be taken away from them. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Whatever made them proud, let them rise up against me. Let them lose it. Let them lose their strength. Let them lose their energy. In the name of Jesus. And let everlasting confusion be upon them. As I clap my hands,
I decree,
I shall not fall.
I shall not die.
May my enemies, may my persecutors, may they stumble. May they go down. Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down. Go down. Anybody fighting me, may heaven be against them right now. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice, shout out, man. Whatever is fighting your home, fighting your business, fighting your marriage, fighting your relationship, rise up.
Yes. Anything that wants to kill you, whatever that wants to kill you, whatever wants to stop you from moving forward, pray, lift a voice, talk to God. Yes. Whatever is stopping you from building your house, from building your church, from building your marriage, from buying your cars, from building your house, yes, we come against them. We scatter. Jai scatter. The scatter. Jai scatter. The scatter. Anybody that is assigned by the devil to scatter what is mine, I speak. Scatter. May they scatter. In the name of Jesus, say any friendship, any friendship, any relationship that comes together against me, to fight me, to fight my purposes, my future, the call of God, my marriage, my relationship, may they scatter. May confusion, say may their confusion never be forgotten. May confusion rest upon them like fire. Fire. The heat be against them. The heat be against them. The judgment come to 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 them. The heat come to them. The pain come to them. The confusion come to them. They shall never be able to stand against them. Talk to the Lord. Move around. Talk to the Lord. Ilaba halaba. Hey, my persecutor, you won't prevail. You will not prevail. You will not prosper. You have everlasting confusion. You will never be forgotten. Anybody that wants to scatter the work of God, scatter the church. Ilaba halaba. Lord, scatter the scatter. Lord, scatter the scatter. Anybody that wants to make them poor, make them poor. Make them poor. Anybody that wants to make the church poor, make them poor. Fight my enemies, fight my opponents. Lost, scatter them. Whatever says will not see fruit. Overcome them. Whatever comes to suffer from obtaining fruit. In the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Ah. Now you are praying with Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 5 and 8. That may the Lord be a wall of fire around you.
Amen.
And may God Himself be the glory in the midst of you.
Amen.
In Zephaniah 3:17, said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is. May the Lord in the midst of you be mighty. The Lord, for I say the Lord will be a wall of fire all around her. From today, may the Lord be a wall of fire.
Amen.
Around you.
Amen.
Anything that flies from the heavens against you,
Jesus,
may they crash.
Amen.
And turn into powder.
Amen.
Unable to function against you.
Amen.
Any words of the enemy,
Jesus,
let it turn into arrows,
Jesus,
and spears and swords to pierce themselves.
Amen.
May the fire, is anything that is coming close to you, may that when you get close to the fire, it will burn you. May all enemies that want to get close to you, may the fire of God burn them.
Amen.
In the verse 8, it says that you are the apple of God's eye. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, He sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you. God said, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. And when somebody wants to touch your eye, what do? You slap your hand. May the Lord slap anything that was located.
Amen.
In your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In Psalm 34 verse 7, he said, the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. May the angel of the Lord encamp around you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray that prayer?
Yes.
Oh, it's happening. It's going to happen. Somebody say it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
And then we're praying with Exodus chapter 23 verse 20. That as the Lord covers and protects you, and his angel is around you, God said, I am sending an angel before you to protect you on your journey in business, your journey this year,
amen,
your journey in your home,
amen,
your journey in your education,
amen,
and lead you safely to the place I have prepared for you,
amen.
So I pray that, Lord, may you lead me into whatever you have prepared for me.
Amen.
You see, when the Lord is leading you, every opposition will bow. Amen. Yeah. If an elephant is leading you, every goat will bow. Every dog will bow. Is that not it? So if God is leading you, are you ready for us to pray? That may the Lord send ahead of you an angel to bring you into the place. Which place? Into your business, into your finances, into your marriage, into whatever you have desired. Are you ready to pray? Left hand and say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
the name of Jesus,
from today,
may you build
a wall of fire
around my life.
May your angels encamp around my life,
at
Jerusalem,
like Jerusalem.
It's surrounded by Mount Zion. May you surround me with your power
and with your presence
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And Lord,
Lord,
send your angels
send your
angels.
Send me your angels.
Send me your angels.
Your assigned helper.
Your assigned helper.
Your messenger.
Your messenger.
To come to my side.
To come to my side.
And to lead me.
And to lead me.
To the place.
To the place.
You are prepared for me.
You are prepared for me.
And to keep me there.
And to keep me there.
Lead me.
Lead me.
Into my next level.
Into my next level.
Of joy.
Of joy.
Of grace.
Of grace.
Of peace.
Of peace.
Of promotion.
Of promotion.
And of honor.
And of honor.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Lord.
Let the door be open.
Let the door be open.
To my next level.
To my next level.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
As I pray.
As I pray.
Let your mighty hand.
Lady Almighty,
come upon me.
Come upon
let
me.
Help us.
Let's help
say,
us.
I call for
help us
to come from the east,
from the west,
from the north,
from the
south,
from the
to locate my address. Open your mouth, begin to pray. May the Lord lead you. The Bible says, unless the Lord build a house, they never invent that building. May the Lord build your life, build your home. Open your mouth. Pray with seriousness. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. May he lead you to your new house, to your cars, to purchasing of your car, to your promotion, to your honor. Open your mouth. Talk to him. In the name of Jesus.
Bara 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 b
aside,
in the name
aside,
of the Lord
aside,
Jesus.
Aside,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now we're going to pray with 1 Chronicles chapter 4 verse 10 and then Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8 and verse 12. Or verse 12 and verse 8. Oh, Jesus. Are you there? Oh, that you bless me and expand my territory. You are going to pray that, Lord. Jabez prayed this prayer, and you can pray it. He was not a believer. He prayed. He was not a, listen, born again person. He prayed it. It happened. Oh, that you will bless me indeed.
Amen.
I like the King James verse. King James. Oh, that you will bless me indeed. That means that may God bless you in your deeds.
Amen.
You didn't hear me. You see, Bible says, unless the Lord build a house, the labor in vain that build it.
Jesus.
The Lord is a blesser. Pray that, Lord, bless me in my deed.
Amen.
When I touch sand, let it turn into gold dust.
Amen.
When I take hold of salt, let it become diamond crystals.
Amen.
The little I do, let it become much.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
He says, number two, enlarge my territory, enlarge my coast.
Amen.
Number three, let your hand be with me. That means that may I enjoy your help.
Amen.
And number four, may you keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.
Amen.
And God granted his request. Do you want this thing to happen to you? Deuteronomy 28, verse 12 and 8. And when we pray this prayer, we use it to add to your own personal prayer that you want to pray. The Lord will open to you his good treasure.
Amen.
Look at the gold of South Africa and Obuasi. Ghana, there's gold everywhere. Means that everywhere you go, may you find your gold.
Amen.
May he give rain unto your land in his season.
Jesus.
That means that may you be a fruitful person.
Amen.
May he bless some of the work of your hands. A little. All the work of your hands.
Amen.
And may you be a lender and not a borrower.
Amen.
Is that a good prayer? You have been borrowing and borrowing. Now may you be a lender.
Amen.
Ghana has been borrowing. May you be excluded from borrowing. May you begin to have your own money.
Amen.
Say, Esau said, I have my own. Pray that today, anything that your friends and neighbors have, may you
Jesus.
Have your own.
Jesus. Amen.
May you never see a schoolmate that you hide yourself.
Amen.
Because they have something that makes you make you feel inferior. From today, may you never feel inferior before
Amen.
Anybody.
Amen.
You didn't hear me? We are going to pray a serious prayer. Whatever your friends and neighbors have, may God give you more than enough.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And may he bless the work of your hands.
Yes, Lord.
May he give you green fingers.
Amen.
That whatever you touch, especially bless.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Play that thing. Play that. Me hear that thing. Why you people be spiritual? Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
This is the last prayer you're going to pray. So you must mean it, that Lord. This is the work. After that, we are going to the point of contact. Are you here with me? This is the work that I do. May you bless.
Amen.
When I touch my husband, he's blessed. Amen. I touch my wife, he's blessed.
Amen.
I touch a business, he's blessed.
Amen.
Wherever I pass, Bible says, wherever the soles of your feet shall tread upon, you shall possess the land.
Jesus.
When you wanted to start Spirit of Life, we had to go to a school. The first time that I went there, the proprietor, she looked at me. She was very angry. The way she was talking, mommy said, can't you get the message that it is not? I said, I do not take a no for an answer in this. Are you getting me? Yeah. After this thing, when it comes to the work of God, it cannot be a no in this one. And then the scripture that came to me, the Bible says that wherever the source of our fish are tread upon, we shall possess.
Jesus.
So I went to work in the place. And I said, I claim this. And after I've gone to do my homework and pray, the next time I went, I didn't request. She herself said, when do you want to start? When do you want to start? are you proposing to me?
Amen.
When are you going to?
Amen.
They'll come and ask you, what kind of car do you like?
Amen.
Amen.
Where, Jifa, your husband asks you, where do you want me to buy you, build the next house for you? Where do you want your holiday house? Where do you want it? Your holiday house, where do you want it? Yeah? Where do you want to go for vacation? Is it Honolulu? Is it Zimbabwe? Is it South Africa? Is it the Maldives? As you are going to marry, your beloved will ask you, where do you want for the honeymoon? Do you want us to go to Malaysia and then to Singapore and then we'll go to Hollywood? Oh, people you work for, listen to me. When they come, they'll give you more money than you are asking for.
Amen.
People will look for you. Listen to this prophet. People will look for you and give you more than you have ever desired.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. People will hand you land papers and will give you car keys.
Amen.
And house keys. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They'll buy you plane tickets.
Amen.
People will bequeath businesses unto you.
Amen.
You didn't hear myself. People will remember you and bequeath businesses.
Amen.
Unto you. Oh, that your husband, that your wife, that your friend who is not minding you,
Jesus.
They are going to remember you.
Amen.
They are going to remember you.
Amen.
And they are going to do for you.
Amen.
Every good
Amen.
Thing that should have come to you,
Jesus.
That you never saw,
Jesus.
They are going to do. Your uncle will remember your
Amen.
Words. Your auntie will remember you.
Amen.
That your friend will remember you.
Amen.
All those you did things for, who
Jesus.
Forgot about you,
Jesus.
They will remember you.
Amen.
All of a sudden.
Amen.
When we're going to do my consecration, somebody had taught many years ago. I done a few things for her. A person called and said, it's apostle. When they say challenge, we have to kill a cow. I said, ah, cow. Truly, the person lives outside the country. He remembered me and sent me a cow. We brought it here. He sent me a cow. One day I was there, the mother loaded shoes and suits and things and brought it to me. Listen, Proverbs 25:25 is going to work in your life.
Amen.
God is bringing good news from afar.
Amen.
Put it on the screen. God is bringing what? Good news from afar.
Amen.
As cold water is to a weary soul, so is good news from a far country.
Amen.
Are you ready to pray? The Lord who blesses. The Lord who changed my life. He will change my destiny. Hey, listen. Any work you have done, any business you have done,
Jesus.
That you have not seen it well, today I want you to take hold of your point of contact right now. Take hold of your point of contact. Whatever it is, whether for marriage, whether for business, whether for finances, take your checkbook, your bank book, your telephone, whatever it is, and you are going to raise it. Because the Bible says that the Lord will bless the work. The Lord will bless. The word bless means empowered to prosper. God is going to give you, listen, some of you are going to get people from outside
Amen.
To come and team up with you.
Amen.
International doors are opening.
Amen.
Contracts are open to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
How many people brought their passports? How many people brought their passports? Thank you, Jesus. Ha, you're going to lift it. When every point of contact, you come, when we pray, as we pray, you come and touch the altar first. Amen. You'll touch your altar. And I want you, as you are praying, you are going to a special offering. That as you are praying, you are holding the offering in your point of contact that you are praying. And you are praying with Genesis. Genesis chapter 26 verse 12. Bible says that, and Isaac sowed in the land. high. I see some miracles that are already beginning to happen.
Amen.
I sense some miracles happening here.
Amen.
Genesis 26. Are you there? Everybody, take a good offering. Don't take a normal. Take a good offering. Your 500 cedis, your 200 cedis, your 100 cedis. Some good offering. Because God is going to catapult you after here. I say after here. Some mighty miracles that are coming your way.
Amen.
Because it's a night of victory. Some of your children are going to get international scholarships. One lady was in a church as I was talking like that some years ago. The son got $48,000 United States of American dollar scholarship. $48,000, just $48,000. Isaac sowed, read with me. Isaac sowed in that land. You are sowing in this land.
Amen.
And reap in the same year, 2023, 100-fold. And the Lord bless him. And the Lord bless him. And the Lord bless him. And the Lord is going to bless you as you sow.
Amen.
I said, some of you have to sow dollars. Some of you have to sow pounds. Some of you have to write your checks. And the Lord bless him. Verse 13. And the man began to prosper. Read with me. And the man began to prosper and continued what? Prospering until he became very. So from today, your prosperity will not stop.
Amen.
You started a shop on a small container. You are now going to get a big store.
Amen.
And multi-stores.
Amen.
I said multi-stores.
Amen.
And you are going to have branches.
Amen.
Whatever you are doing, you are going to have branches.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are going to have international dimensions.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody met me in a certain country. He was so kind to me. He came and sowed a seed in my life. And then I were in a service. And I put it in the offering bowl. It was a lot of money. I put it in there. And then the person just said, hey, the money I gave the man of God, I put the offering. So he told the daughter, the child, quickly go to the ATM machine and go and get some more money. So the person put it. And later I arranged for some pass to have dinner. After that thing, the Lord opened a big door and a big grant for in another European country. Look, the daughter was saying that the kind of favor that the father is working for, they can't just understand it. It's a seed. Are you here with me? So I want you to sow a certain seed into the work of God. And this God is going to surprise you. Are you ready to pray? The Lord will change my life. He had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds.
He will change my destiny.
Oh, I say, the Lord will change my life. The Lord will make a way.
What
let us sing to be
the Lord will change
my life.
My life
will change
my life.
Now, when you start praying, at a certain point, you'll come to the altar, touch the altar with your point of contact, and pray and release your offering on the altar. And the altar is a place where divinity and humanity meet. And for any fire to come down on anybody, the person number one needs an altar. So it's an altar. Number two, you need a sacrifice. So you are bringing your sacrifice. Number three, you need fuel or wood. You are the one. So you are coming to the altar and you are presenting yourself on the altar, and the fire of God is coming upon your life. The Lord will make
a way.
Where seems to be.
as I lift my hands, bless me indeed. Say, in my hands, is my sacrifice, my offering, and my point of contact. And as I lift my hands, I present myself as well to you. You are the God who makes a way.
You are the God who makes a way.
Where there seems to be no way.
Where there seems to be no way.
You are the one who calls.
You are the one who calls.
Aaron's bad. Aaron's rod to bad.
Aaron's rod to bad.
Let my life become fruitful.
Let my life become fruitful.
Let my home, my business, my ministry become fruitful.
Let my home, my business, my ministry become fruitful.
Let my church become fruitful.
Let my church become fruitful.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Bless me indeed.
Bless me indeed.
In all my deeds.
In all my deeds.
I ask for your help.
I ask for your help.
Enlarge my territory.
Enlarge my territory.
Enlarge my business.
Enlarge my business.
Enlarge my finances.
Enlarge my finances.
Every good thing.
Every good thing.
You have ordained for my life.
You have ordained for my life.
Any business I'm doing.
Any business I'm doing.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Let it become better.
Let it become better.
Let it become more glorious.
Let it become more glorious.
Enlarge my territory.
Enlarge my territory.
Let your hand. Be upon me.
Be upon me.
Upon my education.
Upon my education.
Upon my enterprise.
Upon my enterprise.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let me be seen.
Let me be seen.
Let me be seen.
Let me be seen.
And to be helped.
And to be helped.
Anybody.
Anybody.
That has to do business with me.
That has to do business.
May the person locate me.
May the person locate
me. The one who has to marry me.
The one who has to marry me.
Or I have to marry.
I have to marry.
May I come into contact with the person.
May I come into contact.
Anybody that has to help me.
Anyone who has
draw
to
them unto me.
Draw them unto me.
Let my helpers.
Let my helpers.
Come from the east.
Come from the east.
From the west.
From the west.
From the north.
From the north.
From the south.
From the south.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray for progress.
I pray for progress.
Peace.
Peace.
Promotion.
Promotion.
Provision.
Provision.
And protection.
And protection.
According to Deuteronomy.
According to Deuteronomy.
Chapter 28.
Chapter 28.
Verse 12.
Verse 12.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
I pray.
I pray.
Open unto me.
Open unto me.
Your good treasure.
Your good treasure.
The heavens.
The heavens.
To give rain.
To give rain.
Upon my land.
Upon my land.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Upon my home.
Upon my home.
Upon my family.
Upon my family.
Upon all that I do.
Upon all that I do.
Let it flourish.
Let it flourish.
And from today.
And from today.
May you bless.
May you bless.
Oh.
Oh.
The work of my hands.
The work of my hands.
That I'll be a lender.
That I'll be a lender.
And not a borrower.
And not a borrower.
The head.
The head.
And not the tail.
And not the tail.
Lord.
Lord.
May you command.
May you command.
Your blessing.
Your blessing.
Upon me.
Upon me.
In my storehouses.
In my storehouses.
And upon all.
And upon all.
That I set my hand to
that
do.
I set my hand to
Lord.
Do. Lord.
Bless me in the land.
Bless me in the land.
That you have blessed me.
That you have blessed me.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless me in this church.
Bless me in this church.
Bless me in my community.
Bless me in my community.
Bless me, my family.
Bless me, my family.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
Bless me, Lord.
This is my point of contact.
This is my point of contact.
Lord.
Lord.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
That I do.
That I do.
Whatever.
Whatever.
This point of contact.
This point of contact.
Represents.
Represents.
Let the door be open.
Let the door be open.
Favor doors.
Favor doors.
Financial doors.
Financial doors.
Business doors.
Business doors.
Marital doors.
Marital doors.
Education doors.
Doors.
International doors.
International doors.
Let it open.
Let it be open.
Any visa.
Any visa.
That I need.
That I need.
Let it come.
Let it come.
With ease.
With ease.
And the dollars.
And the dollars.
And the pounds.
And the pounds.
And the euros.
And the euros.
And the cities.
And the cities.
Let them locate.
Let them locate.
My life.
My life.
And my bank account.
And my bank account.
In the name.
In the name.
Of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Let my children.
Let my children.
Be the first.
Be the best.
And not the last.
And not the last.
May they be taught.
May they be taught.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
And grace.
And grace.
See their peace.
See their peace.
I declare.
I declare.
Good health.
Good health.
Long life.
Long life.
Peace.
Peace.
Good wealth.
Good wealth.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
Favor.
Favor.
And honor.
And honor.
Lord.
Lord.
My point of contact.
My point of contact.
Bless
blessing.
Bless.
Blessing.
Bless.
So that my business,
so that my
whatever,
whatever
is supposed to be,
supposed
whatever
to
my point of contact represents, let your spirit come upon it.
Upon
so
it.
That promotion, shall be my portion. I present to you,
offer
my offering.
Offer my offering.
Isaac sowed in the land.
In the same year,
he began to prosper.
From today,
may I begin to prosper. No more delay.
No more delay.
No more poverty.
No more begging.
No more retrogression.
Progress.
Bless Lord.
My substance.
Accept.
The work of my hands.
As you accepted
things.
Offering.
May my offering.
Be accepted.
And Lord.
From today. May I begin to prosper.
Continue to prosper.
Until I become very prosperous.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank God.
Houses.
Lands.
Cars.
Real estate.
Oil concessions.
In the name of Jesus.
Mighty progress.
Come from today.
Make me an employer.
Make me an employer.
The little I do.
Let it become much.
When I touch sand.
Let it turn into gold dust.
When I touch salt.
Let it become diamonds.
Let your glory come.
Let your glory come.
May my children be the first.
When they go to school.
Let them pass every examination.
Let them do well in life.
Let them do well in life, Lord.
Let your kingdom come.
Let your will be done.
In my life.
From today.
I decree and declare.
My promotion.
No more delay.
Like Esau.
Let me have my own.
Whatever my friends have.
Let me have more than enough.
No more shame.
No more disgrace.
No more degradation.
In the name of Jesus.
Everybody, the
rest of you, wait a little, so that when they leave, then you come. Wait a little, talk to the Lord, pour your heart unto God. Hey, ya baba baba, ya baba baba, hey, ya baba baba, no le ya baba.
Yes. Lord, hear them. When your hands are here, I am praying for you. Lord, hear their prayers. Lord, answer their prayers. Lord, hear their prayers. Lord, answer their prayers. Lord, hear their prayers. Answer their prayers. Bring your oil. When you come here, I have to touch you. Yes. Lord, hear their prayers. Answer their prayers. Hear their prayers. Answer their prayers. Hear their prayers. Answer their prayers. When I touch you, then you go. When I touch you, yeah. In the name of Jesus. If you want to pray, man, go to the side. If you want to pray, man, go to the side of the altar. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. When I touch you, yes, Lord, let your power touch them. Yes, Lord, let your spirit touch them. Yes, Lord, let your presence touch them. Take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. In the Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Hey, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Do something new in their lives. Hey, Shaka Baha. Hey, Mother Hashia. Lord, touch. In the name of Jesus. Yes. When you come, let me touch your point of contact. Let me touch your point of contact. Thank you, Jesus. Let me touch your point of contact. Thank you, Lord. Ah, your point of contact. Yes, Lord. Open the doors. Open the doors. Open the doors. Yes, let it happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive. Receive. The power of the living God. Aye. Ah. Pass every examination. Excel. The hand of God. Give me your point of contact. Relation there. Hey. Hey, Mahaloya. Oh my dear, hey, receive the Spirit of God. Let the Spirit of God be upon thee. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Nalabash. Hey, Jesus. Oh, Nalabaria. Hey, presence of the living God. Lift your hand. Jesus. Hey, Lord, bless this. Let all your point of contact for him. Receive, receive, receive. In the name of Jesus. You know the Lord, you know the Lord, you know the Lord, you know the Hey, receive point of contact. You know the Lord, you know the Lord, you know the Lord, you know
Anoint
your servant. Let your oil be upon his life from today. Special oil in the name of Jesus. Lift your offering. Thank you, Jesus. Point of contact. Jesus. Bless him. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Ah, Jesus. Put your offering now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, receive. Give him
A better job. Take it.
In amor, I am. Vale. Oh, vale. Hey.
Receive the power. Receive the grace.
Hey, vale.
Receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the praise.
Prosper, flourish, do well, progress. Glory of God upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, Shakala Mona Lala Mona Lala. Hey,
Finish your project. God shall be upon you. God protect you. In the name of Jesus. More contracts. More doors. The Lord, open. Great financial doors unto you. Receive the pressure. In the name of Jesus. The Lord establish you in his house. The Lord make you an apostle in his house. May you cause you to serve him. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbi, Ale. Jesus.
We worship your name.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
We worship your name. We worship your name, Lord. We worship.
Whoever would delay her marriage, we bind that in Jesus' name. We establish her in a beautiful home. In Jesus' name. Lift up. Jesus. Lift it up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your servant. Bless him. Bless him. Point of contact. Be favored.
And you are the one. You are the one who gives us victory.
Your blessings and your grace. Your provision. Keep on praying.
We worship your name.
Holy Ghost.
We worship your name, Lord.
to walk.
Open doors. Be gracious unto him, Lord.
Oh,
open heaven.
You are the God.
In the precious name of Jesus.
Yes. Oh, Lord.
International doors.
The one.
Let it open unto you.
Come to me.
Well.
Yeah. Alpha and Omega. We worship your name. We worship your name. We worship your name, Lord. We worship your name.
Receive the power.
We worship your name, Lord. We worship your name.
Receive the power. Hear the voice of God. Take the oil. Thank you, Jesus.
Omega.
Power. Receive.
Ageless.
Yes.
Changeless. Almighty. Jehovah. Before your throne, your name is Alpha, Omega, ageless, changeless, almighty, Jehovah, sing glorious God. Glorious, glorious God,
beautiful,
excellent God,
excellent God, I bow before you.
Sing glorious God,
glorious God,
beautiful King,
beautiful,
excellent God,
excellent God, I bow before you.
Sing
glorious. Break every chain.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
There is power.
Oh,
there is power.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
Shut up. Hey!
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, touch it. Touch it.
Solid grace. Jesus, to break every chain.
Break fire!
Every
the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Amen.
Break
Jesus.
Every chain. Sing break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
This is your power. And this is your glory.
Receive a new oil upon your life. Yes,
Let it rain.
Fresh oil upon your life.
Jesus. This is your power.
Have I prayed for you, madam?
And this is your glory.
Oh, watch out! Watch out! Watch out!
This is your presence.
Watch out!
Let it rain.
If this is your power,
if this is your power,
let's stand to our feet.
This is your glory.
Let me quickly take the Holy Communion and finish the service.
This is your presence.
Yeah.
Let it rain.
Say, let it rain.
Let it rain.
The rains of God are coming.
Yes, Lord.
The rains of God are coming upon people here.
Jesus.
Lives are being watered right now.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
God is restoring lives. People's lives are being refreshed right now. Receive the refreshing presence. The refreshing presence. The refreshing presence. The refreshing presence of the Holy Spirit. The refreshing presence of the Holy Spirit. Take it one. Take it one. Take it one. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Take it two. Yes. I feel something. You can feel some heat. You can feel some warmth. You can feel some power. It's coming upon you. Your story is changing.
Yes,
the glory of the Lord is coming right now. Yeah, right now. Right now. Right now. Some of you, your knees are shaking. Some of you can feel some heat upon you. It's a power. It's a power. It's a power. It's a power. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. God is making you into a new person.
Jesus.
Oh.
Yes,
I see an angel of God.
Jesus.
Moving in the midst of the people.
Jesus.
And as many people whose hearts are ready, distributing parcels.
Yes, Lord.
Parcels are being distributed.
Yes, Lord.
Graces are being distributed.
Yes, Lord.
New things are being released in our atmosphere.
Jesus.
New things are being released right
yes,
now.
Jesus.
Parcels are being released.
Yes.
Parcels are being released.
Yes,
people are being touched.
Jesus.
Fibroids are being released.
Yes, Lord.
They are being removed.
Amen.
They are being removed.
Jesus.
Things that the enemy planted, they are being removed.
Amen.
Things the enemy planted are being removed.
Amen.
Things the enemy planted are being removed.
Amen.
Pain is going away.
Jesus.
Shame is going away.
Amen.
Evil voice that was spoken over you.
Yes,
yes, whatever spells they cast on you.
Jesus.
The spells are breaking.
Yes,
the spells are breaking.
Yes,
the spells are breaking.
Yes,
the spells are breaking now.
Amen.
The spells are breaking now.
Jesus.
Sometimes we lift that off. It's been lifted up. It's been lifted up. It's been lifted up. It's been lifted up.
Yes,
it's been lifted up. It's been lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
Receive fire.
Yes,
receive fire.
Yes,
the fire is burning.
Yes,
the fire is burning.
Yes,
it's burning something.
Yes,
it's turning your story around.
Jesus.
I see people in white gown.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wearing your wedding gowns.
Yes, Lord.
Wearing your wedding gowns.
Jesus.
Wearing your wedding gowns.
Yes,
whatever spirit that says you will not marry,
yes,
the holes are breaking.
Jesus.
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 They are breaking.
Jesus.
They are breaking.
Jesus.
They are breaking.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Jesus.
Lift your hand and receive. Those your miracles.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Yes, Lord.
Say, my God.
Yes.
Who began it?
He will accomplish it.
My Lord.
My God. Who
yeah. Ghost. Take the oil of the Holy Ghost. The oil of the Holy Ghost. Yes. And I love this. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now.
My helper, there is something that makes me run into your presence. My helper, so my helper, my helper, my helper, my helper.
Service is finished. We are finished. We're taking offering. Communion
It's optional if you want to take your communion. Amen. Offering. That's your faith. Anybody who wants to give anything, that's it. Listen, when I come take a holy communion, you are taking the very body and blood of Jesus, the very life of God in you. I told you that anytime you have bad dreams and you feel a witchcraft attack, the way to deal with it is to take holy communion. That's one of the ways. Is that right? The blood will fight for you and overcame him by what? The blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Amen. That's why our senior brothers are Catholic. They take communion every day. They had a revelation. We didn't have it. We take it once in Antigua. So it's good. If you can even buy this, we bless it for you. I bless it for you. Then you take it. Amen. So as you are taking it, God is going to open your eyes. Supernaturally, you are going to see the good things you have to see. Some of you, after here, you will be seen. You will be seen to be so that somebody will join you into do business. Somebody will like you to come and invest into your life. Somebody will like you to come and marry you. Somebody will like you to try to help, to help you. Your eyes are going to be open. People's eyes shall also be open unto you. And help is coming to you from above. Father, I bless this bread and this wine. And I pray, God, that Jesus took the bread. And he broke it. And he said, this is my body that is broken. His body was broken. But on the third day, when he woke up, rose from the dead, his body was mended. His body was broken that our own would be mended. Anybody whose finances are broken, your home is broken, your business is broken, whatever is broken, may God fix it for you. Amen. As you take this Holy Communion in Jesus' name, drink the cup and say, this is a cup. The cup of blessing. As you drink it, may you drink blessing. Drink blessing for long life, for peace, for good health, for provision, for prosperity. In Jesus' name.
Jesus, something happened
when I mentioned your name.
Demons have to flee when I say Jesus.
Jesus.
Sickness has to heal when I say
say, by the power of your Holy Name.
Take it now. It's the blood. Take it from me on. Father, we thank you for giving us this Holy Communion. As you have taken it, we've eaten the bread of life, Jesus for life. We've drank the blood for mercy, exemption from evil. Let the blood speak better things for your people. Speak joy. Speak peace. Speak good marriage, wonderful relationships, progress, amen, honor and establishment. Amen. May your people never lack any good thing. Every prophetic word that has been spoken, let there be a manifestation. The prayers of people prayed, let there be answers. We want to thank you that it is done. Lord, from today, we see your people getting new cars, amen, new houses, accommodation, amen, becoming business owners. International doors opening, amen, with ease. Amen. Relationship becoming better. Amen. Their spiritual commitment becoming stronger. Amen. I pray that may nobody take any one of them from your house, Jesus, from your presence. Amen. Let every one of them be rooted in this church, be grounded in you, amen, flourish in you. Use them. Amen. And I pray that when they get to their homes, let their home be blessed. Whatever they do from today, surround them with good people. Amen. Let their dreams become a reality. Amen. Let your glory abound upon them. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is weak. Come on. Let the devil fail. Amen. Know that God has blessed you. Give God some praise. Give him praise.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Amen.